This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. newspaper is reporting a United States citizen of Haitian descent has been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president and the wounding of his wife early Wednesday. The American is among six people arrested so far in the killing, according to the Washington Post, which also reported Thursday at least one other detainee is also believed to be Haitian American. Officials say four other suspects have been killed. The report also says authorities have not yet provided evidence of any alleged involvement in the assassination. Africa has just lived through its most devastating week of the pandemic, but the worst is yet to come as the third wave gathers pace on the continent, the World Health Organization said Thursday. The WHO's regional director for Africa says cases are doubling every 18 days, compared with every 21 days only a week ago, she said during a virtual press conference, adding the end to the rise is still weeks away. 16 African countries are now seeing a resurgence of the virus, with the more contagious Delta strain detected in 10 of them. South Africa is the worst hit country in Africa, with new daily infections hitting record highs of 26,000 cases over the weekend, fueled by the Delta variant. Vaccination rates remain sluggish, with only 16 million people, just 2% of the African population, fully vaccinated. But the WHO regional director says there's room for optimism because vaccine deliveries are picking up after grinding to a near halt in May and June. In the past 2 weeks, more than 1.6 million doses were delivered to Africa through the COVAX program, which was set up to ensure equitable distribution of vaccines to poorer countries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.